NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Jeremy Cosmo Potts. You're listening to Long Player on BFM. I'm in a band called Coyote. Pluck the coomers from your ear holes and get ready for some rocking tracks. Yeah.
How does the songwriting process go with you and your brother?
So for Hotel for Dogs, basically it was me. I set up a little recording studio in my mum's room. Basically, the album is me teaching myself how to record. So I'd lay down all the bass and the drums and the guitars, and then Louis would come back from school, and he's really quick with his lyrics and melodies. He would listen to it for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and just come up with his melody and lyrics, and we'd record that. And yeah, it happened really quickly. It took us maybe about 2 or 3 weeks.
Really? That's fast.
Yeah, it was like an explosion. It was actually kind of like taking a massive shit. It was all just like built up in me. And I was like, it was almost like I had to sweat it out, or you know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. I pretty much just went nuts for a couple of weeks.
Awesome. But let's talk about Serpent Hollywood, which is the first track. How did that song come about?
Serpent Hollywood was, I had those guitar chords for a few years, and I really, they're quite straight ahead riff or whatever, but I really liked it. There was something about it I liked, and I had it for years, and then I sat down with the guitar with Louis, and he came up with a melody, and at first he sung Polly by Nirvana over top, that melody, and we're like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then we listened it back a while later and we're like, oh shit, that's fully ripped off from Nirvana. And so we changed it a little bit. I think it's got a pretty intense Nirvana vibe.
Don't have a soul.
So with I Met Satan, we were going to get a music video done by you know, Laurie Watt? She did Chill In My Vein and some other songs. She's kind of like an outsider artist in a way. It's really like her stuff is really off the wall, and I couldn't even explain it really. It's almost like a Tim and Eric skit or something. But I asked her if she wanted to record, to film a music video for it, because she is so off the wall that I thought it'd be really cool. And she got really intense, and she started leaving me all these voice messages, and she sent me a message. She listened to the song and said, I really think this song could use a rock chick style. And I was like, ah, oh, it's cool, and it got all a bit weird. Now she's pretty much put me on her enemies list because I pulled out of it. I went, oh, this isn't going to work because it was too full on. And she's going, where's my money? You owe me all this cash, writing all over my Facebook wall. So that was pretty intense. But we're gonna film a video for it soon. And I think the lyrics is just about this idea of selling your soul to Satan to be famous and stuff.
I'm
So Frog vs. Pyramid Head was the first song that I did, and it was just me trying to work out how to use the microphone and stuff. So I just recorded the drum beat, and then I did a bass line, and then I basically stopped working on it because I really hated it. I was like, oh my God, this song sucks so bad. And then Frosty came over, and I was like, yo, bro, chuck some percussion on it. And he spent a while and just overdid heaps and heaps of percussion, and it kind of turned into like a Talking Heads thing. I really love just like one bass riff and something real groovy underneath, and I ended up really, really loving that track. It's basically just a massive guitar solo. And the Frog vs. Pyramid Head, like the lyrics are about, I think it's about going to school. Like my little brother goes to school and he really hates it and hates the environment. And I think the frog is him, and the pyramid head might be this education system. Yeah, I'd have to ask him about it, but that's my take. Honeybee is about just going to a job you hate, and it's just kind of draining the life out of you. And I think Louis writes all the lyrics, so this is just my interpretation, but I think he's basically singing I don't want to be a honeybee, you know, like working for the man, and it just drains the life out of you and you hate it and you end up going crazy. And he's just saying, I just want to do what I want to do. Oh, when we play that song live, he's going to bring a packet of Tim Tams on stage and throw them out during the bridge. Because I don't know if you've noticed in that song, the bridge, we basically, when we party now, we don't really party anymore like we used to. What we do is we drink chai latte and eat Tim Tams and hang out, because obviously Louis 14. And in that song, we put a microphone in the middle of the room, and you can hear us opening up Tim Tams and doing chahoos and stuff. So that's kind of a nice little Easter egg for you. But when we do it live, it's going to throw Tim Tams into the crowd, and we're basically going to have a big party. It's a big celebration, and it's almost like a Rage Against the Machine song. It's kind of like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Like, I got to live my life and work some bullshit.
Pink Baby Skeleton, the closing track. What's the story behind that?
I originally envisioned it almost like My Bloody Valentine, like this big wall of guitars. And so that's just me, my interpretation of that. But obviously I couldn't do it because my gear's pretty fucked. I've had that riff for years, and I finally got to use it. And if you listen to the whole song at the end, we've got a voice clip that we put on another track as well, and it was basically on Facebook. I'm part of these alien abduction groups where these people talk about their alien abduction stories, and this woman put a message out saying, now, does anyone want to talk to Aria, this alien that I'm in contact with? And I went, yep, fully, and I added her on Facebook, and she started sending me these voice clips saying, hello, Jeremy, my name is Aria from a different solar system. And so we've tacked that onto the end of the song, and we're pretty stoked about that, just trying to buzz people out a little bit.
Always ending in a bad spot. Broken people out there these days, a lot of people that have lost their way and have a lot of baggage, as you would say in your culture, or at least in American culture. So you want to find someone who can be in your life, at least have a few people that are a little bit more stable and are a little bit, you know, maybe eat very healthy diets, for example, like vegan. A lot of those people are very friendly. They're very sweet and supportive people. So also being around people that are ready for the message. You don't want to necessarily hit people over the head with the message if they're not quite ready for it yet. They need to go and have their own experiences. So you do want to sort of hang with people that are more like-minded, more in the way looking at things the way that you look at them, but not exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.